Hello gamers and welcome to GameWarp. I'm Elwood.
I'm Kim.
And this is our top 15 picks for 2019. Well, we've obviously had an interesting year for gaming, would you say, Kim? It's had some highs, it's had some lows, and now we're obviously here at the end of another year and looking forward to 2019, which is currently, it seems, where all the gold at the end of the rainbow is currently hiding from. Certainly all the games that we're most excited about at E3, if they've not come out in August, have now seemingly got 2019 release dates. So,
yeah, so I mean, like 2018, I guess it was highs and lows and really nothing in the middle for us. So it was a good and bad year all equally, right? So, I mean, a lot of the stuff that got pushed back, like you said, to 2019 is really... Even things that were originally slated for 2019 made 2019 feel like it's going to be such a big year to look forward to, whether it's indies or whether it's AAAs. So obviously, when we look at the anticipated games that we're looking into right now, it's going to consider both sides.
Definitely. And I think with the current united front between Nintendo, PlayStation and Xbox, I think the landscape going into 2019 is going to be extremely interesting to see. Was this going to be the year that we finally get cross-platform play? I think that's what we're all very excited to see. Are we going to finally be able to settle scores between our friends on Xbox and their PlayStation? Is it all just going to be one huge gaming community as we enter into 2019? There's a lot of unanswered questions of where this sudden unity is heading to, but I'm excited. But most excited, it's going to be the game. So, Kim, do you want to just kick us off with the first pick of your top picks for 2019?
Well, my top pick is After Party by Night School Studio. I've been looking forward to that game ever since it was teased on Twitter, and then it had the showing of it, and then it's such a interesting game because it's such a simple concept of something like, you know, you're drinking and partying and to fight the devil, and it seems like such a great idea and such a whimsical little cute little I guess I don't know sinister kind of thing. Because you don't know which direction it's really going to go. And, I mean, Night School Studio, we're super impressed because Oxenfree was our favorite game of that we played in 2016, which is the first year that we did the Game Warp. So it's obviously left us with this idea that Oxenfree had such a great narrative that this one is probably going to have that same thing, but adding on some kind of, like, interesting gameplay that... We're still looking forward to see what gameplay comes up because obviously not a lot of that has been revealed yet.
Yeah, definitely. After Party is definitely a big anticipated help for myself. And I think since Oxenfree has come out, it has really gone on to become this fun little cult hit. I know we certainly appreciated it, and it's like one of the first games we appreciated. And it seems to be more of a humorous angle they're going with for After Party, whereas obviously Oxenfree had more of a spookier angle to it. So I'm really interested to obviously see, and certainly Night School Studios, I think, are up there with Don't Nod Entertainment for when it comes to naming our favourite studios. So I'm very excited to see where that one is obviously going to go.
Yeah, so what would be your first pick for the games?
It's such a slight smorgasbord of delights that we have ahead of us, but I think the one that's sort of standing out and I think a lot of people are most excited about is Sekiro Shadows Die Twice, which I'm hearing a lot of mixed things, but most of all it's a samurai game, which is very exciting, but at the same time we're also hearing it's going to be a Dark Souls style samurai game, which if it's anything like my experience with that and Bloodborne, means that I'll probably get to see a lot of the first level and probably not much of the rest of the game. But certainly whenever we've seen anything at E3, it's been super atmospheric and it's just looked absolutely stunning. So while the details are a little limited, just the gameplay and all the cutscenes we've seen from it just have me super excited for this when it's released in March.
Yeah, March 22nd, 2019 is its release date for Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. Definitely, I've been watching some gameplay for this. They have some, I think, from Paris Game Week or something like that. And it's like, it really does look like Dark Souls. It has a bit of a Neo vibe, obviously. All those are in the same family. But I think that what kind of is, has me a little confused when I was thinking about Sekiro is because in my mind, the samurai game I was looking forward to was Ghost of Tsushima. And that, I don't know when that's coming out, but that's kind of like an honorable mention on our list because it's not really, you know, there's no slated date. And there's still a lot of vagueness to how that one's going to work. But yeah, Sekiro Shadows Die Twice looks really good. Same as you, I'm not much of a Dark Souls gamer. That sort of Souls-like game is very tough, but we are going to have another title on our anticipated list later, which I'm going to talk about, which is also a Souls-type game. But what's really interesting about Sekiro is I was looking at some of the gameplay, and they were talking about how certain enemies are pretty intelligent in a sense where they're designed in a way where only certain things will be able to attack them. So a certain type of weapon and how you choose to approach them is different. So when you attack them with another way, well, they might repel it more and they will almost incur no damage. I think that part of it is really like a challenge and it's a really interesting take on the game itself. Plus, I mean, it has that angle where you can go head on and you can do stealth, and that was a lot of the gameplay that was shown off. And I mean, it's one to definitely look forward to.
So what's your next pick then, Kim?
My next pick would be Twin Mirror from Don't Nod Entertainment. I might as well get all our favorite studios out. So Twin Mirror was announced, I believe, during E3. It's kind of like it's an adventure game, third person. So you play as this investigative journalist who returns home to Basewood, West Virginia. And obviously with this one, it's going to be episodic because it's Don't Nod. I think the only game that wasn't episodic for Don't Nod was probably Vampire at this point. And it has this really nice way of, you know, you get to navigate this mind palace and find clues. And I'm really big on navigating things and like investigating things. And I really like this whole multiple ending sort of thing. Sometimes, you know, with the stuff we have, it's hard to go back to a game, but it's always an incentive to do it when you have multiple endings and different ways, different things to discover.
I think anything Don't Nod Entertainment comes out with is interesting, to say the least, if we're not excited by it. Even though our main sort of focus with Don't Nod has always been the Life is Strange saga, so it'd be obviously interesting to see what they do with a different property, and something that seems a little more in tune with what we've come to expect from the studio, which obviously Vampire was a diversion away from. So for my next pick, and this would be Rage 2. Rage was one of those games, came out to a lot of hype and sort of disappeared just as quick. Rage 2, though, however, it just seems like they've rebuilt the game from the ground up. We've got elements of Borderlands. We've got the team who did the recent Mad Max game, which was also really cool. So we know that it's going to have some great vehicle combat sequences. And certainly when we saw the last trailer at the, I think it was the Video Game Awards, there was even like elements of Bulletstorm in there, which just made me super excited for this game. It just looks like a nice, loud and funny first-person shooter. And I think that would be so much fun to actually have something to obviously tie us over, because obviously we all know that Valve are afraid of the number 3, so I don't think Borderlands 3 is ever going to be coming out anytime soon, so I think Rage 2 would tie us over nicely in the meantime.
Yeah, it definitely looks like a Bulletstorm sort of game where it's just, you know, all out action, all out shooter. And I think that, you know, that's definitely really not up my alley, but I really like the vibe and the color palette that they choose and that sort of design behind it.
Yeah.
I've ever finished a Bethesda game. That's my problem, I think. So I'm a little bit, like, I've never played Rage. I don't really know where that goes. It's a lot of these things are, you know, single-player shooters, and then now they're trying to get into the multiplayer world and change their scope. So I'm not really sure. Like, Rage 2, is it supposed to be multiplayer? Or is it going to have a multiplayer thing? Or is it just going to be, like, a single player thing?
I've not heard anything in regards to the multiplayer. Again, the only sort of information I've been seen so far is just the really awesome trailers. I know the one from the Video Game Awards. I've rewatched it, like, 3 or 4 times. It's just so much fun. It's just, again, it's a nice, colourful palette. It's not another brown world, which is always the problem when you have post-apocalyptic worlds. It's always a very brown world. So, to have a nice colourful palette and one which just seems to have so much fun and so much chaos to it.
Yeah, and plus, like, I remember the soundtrack was really, really good too. Like, the song and the music they use was really, like, really, like, powerful. So, I think it's one to look forward to. I'm not, you know, against giving this one a go. So, my next pick is going to be The Pathless, which was announced at the Game Awards, and it's the next project by Giant Squid, the developers of Abzu. If you haven't seen our review, well, Abzu is a game that we both really love that we played in 2018, and it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like this world that is so relaxing and so beautiful. There's beautiful music, and there's kind of like this quiet narrative behind it in every single time that we encounter these sort of games. So it's really interesting to see where they're going to take this one. The Pathless right now is pretty much going to be an adventure game where you play as a hunter who is a master of archery. And then the only things you've seen in there is that we're accompanied by an eagle and in this kind of like mystical world. So it's kind of like there's still a lot to see where this is going to go. But I mean, if it's anything like Abzu or whatever Journey that was inspired Abzu as well, it's going to be one that I'm really looking forward to play.
Next pick for myself, I think I'm going to go for a bit of a wild card entry, and that would be Team Sonic Racing, which is due for release in May. I was a big fan of Sega All-Stars Racing and its follow-up Sonic All-Stars Racing Transformed. Both games I thought were really solid and really good rivals to the Mario Kart franchise, even though when it comes to sort of like that cartoonish party racing games, Mario Kart seems to be this old dominating force. And I think Team Sonic Racing, while they've obviously removed, sadly, the transform elements, so there's going to be no more boats and planes and just the concentration on just straight racing, I think if it's anything like the previous games, there should definitely be something exciting to see there. Sadly, at the moment, still no details. All we've got is just a trailer, and I'm hoping that we'll get some more details soon, especially with that May release date fast approaching. So, what about yourself, Kim? Where do you want to go next?
Okay, my next pick is going to be Concrete Genie, developed by Pixel Opus. We're covering all kinds of genres right now, so
you just stole one of mine. That's what I'm more upset about, because I wanted Concrete Genie, but yeah.
Okay. Concrete Genie is an action adventure, but with a lot of painting and stuff like that. The story takes place in this small town, and a young boy like doodles in his notebooks, and then eventually, all you really see now in a lot of the trailers is that he ends up being able to bring these beautiful paintings to life on, like, buildings and all kinds of stuff. I don't know what the story in general is, but I think it's to recover some sort of pages or something, according to Wikipedia. And it's this quest where he uses his paintbrush to bring his creations to life. I love this idea. I mean, the artistic aspect and just the colorful, and you can see all the art that's been shown so far in like just the screenshots and the trailers and whatnot. It looks like a very unique sort of gaming experience, something that we probably haven't played before. I the last time I remembered using a paintbrush in terms of a game would be in Okami, and I really like that. I thought it was really smart, but at the same time, the execution of it is also kind of tricky, so I'm wondering how they're going to do this. I'm guessing right now with, you know, like the twin stick things, it could be on the controller, it's going to be a little bit easier than before.
Yeah, I think certainly with the magical graffiti element to this, I think that's where I really want to see how that's going to work, because we see all these like what the game's sort of promising, that you can make any sort of image in the game and it'll come to life, and I'm just wondering how that's going to work in actual an actual real world sort of setting rather than just these controlled test play circumstances. So it's definitely one that I'm very excited about, and it's whenever we've seen it at like the like E3 and whatnot, it's just always sort of re-spend that excitement for that game. So yeah, definitely I think it's one that's certainly on my most anticipated list as well. So my next pick is going to be another one which I think a lot of people have been waiting a very long time for, and that's Psychonauts 2. Psychonauts, the big cult title that was on Xbox and PlayStation. This game was crowdfunded, and I think a lot of people have just been really excited the fact that it's finally coming out, because I think we've been waiting about 15 years, it feels like, for this game to come out. But if you've not played Psychonauts, basically is this little kid who has the ability to go into people's minds, and certainly with this new game, which is going to be focusing on the Psychonauts headquarters, it promises to be just as crazy and just as imaginative as the first game. So I'm really excited to see what they do, especially because with the Psychonauts world, it's taking place in people's minds, so there's real sort of freedom there to just go absolutely insane with the storytelling and the sort of fantastical elements there. So certainly from the trailer we've seen, the humor quota certainly seems to have be exactly the same as the first game, so definitely lots to be excited about, especially if you're a fan of the first game. But yeah, Psychonauts 2 is when it comes to the long-awaited sort of sequels, I think Psychonauts 2 is sort of the one that I'm most excited about at the moment.
So my next pick is going to be In the Valley of Gods by Campo Santo, the developers of Firewatch. We had kind of mixed reviews, I guess. We had a kind of a mixed review of Firewatch. There was a lot of things we really did like about it, but there were definitely elements that fell a little short from, you know, what we were expecting from it. But In the Valley of Gods is a first-player experience, kind of in the same vein, I would assume, where it's set in the 1920s Egypt. And, I mean, the Egyptian landscape is something that I feel like is pretty underused. I guess not so much now that Assassin's Creed Origins became a thing, but it's definitely like I really like the little trailers and stuff that we've seen from what's going to be offered here, the adventures, and we already know that Campo Santo has really great narrative, so I'm really hoping to see like how they're going to make this, like whether we're going to have that sort of same sort of idea like Firewatch, where there's someone that we get to interact with, because in this one there's someone who's traveling with you if we look at the trailers. So it might be someone that's, you know, you have a companion as well, and it's interesting to see how they're going to build a relationship like that, like the one that we had with Delilah in Firewatch.
Firewatch, I mean, that ushered in like that whole era of walking simulator games, and it was such an immersive experience, even though the payoff perhaps wasn't as good as we had hoped. It was certainly an interesting game and a well executed concept, certainly. So I'm excited to see what they do next. Now, for myself, the next one on my list would be Days Gone, a game which has already been delayed to April. And this one has got sort of hints of The Last of Us to it, and just from the gameplay, it's showing you battling hordes of zombie-like creatures, and also having a lot of freedom to approach missions in many different ways. You can, again, always go the sneaky route, you can go full force. There's seems to be a lot of interactivity in the game. Obviously, the delays have been a little frustrating, especially with this being such an anticipated title at the E3 conference. And you know, there's just, from what we've seen, it seems to be, you know, just more than a zombie game. There seems to be some interesting world building elements there, and you know, we also got to see a zombie bear, which was kind of exciting. So I'm interested, obviously, to see where this one goes, whether it's obviously going to live up to all the hype, and certainly with the gameplay, especially when you're facing down like hundreds of zombie hordes, whether those sort of like moments are going to play as well as they looked still remains to be seen.
Yeah, so next for me is Code Vein by Bandai Namco. I've been interested in this game for a really long time. It's definitely not a game up my alley. But I really like the graphics of it. I really like the idea of it. And I think there is some sort of like, I don't know if there's some sort of like co-op mode or something like that. A lot of the details are still really, really blurry. There is not a whole lot of stuff that's been shown for it. But it's kind of like an anime Souls game, and it seems to work really well. You know, they have that really fantastical element of vampires, and there's like all this in this like post-apocalyptic world, which looks really enchanting. And the creatures that you have to fight look just so well designed. I mean, I don't really have much more to say than this, but like the appearance of it and the story of it, and just it seems like just like as we see the different gameplay that we that shows up. It looks really, really interesting to play. Very challenging, of course, in kind of like the Souls vein. But I mean, it's definitely one that I would like to try and hopefully master. Maybe it'll get me into the getting me into playing Dark Souls or something like that.
Okay, next up on the list, and as I said, it's just like trying to pick between your favorite children, which ones you want to save, but. I think next up will be Skull and Bones, a much anticipated pirate simulator, and finally something to for gamers to get stuck into, because Sea of Thieves, I think, certainly has its fans, but at the same time, it's sort of like your make your own adventure style game, and really sort of relies on you having at least three friends to go and play it with, especially. When strangers online, all they want to do is just run around aimlessly or blow you up. So having a proper piracy simulator, very much in the vein of Black Flag, is very exciting to see. And certainly the gameplay looks really cool as well, with options to customize your ship. And just the gameplay in particular seems really exciting as well. So definitely Skull and Bones was an anticipated title for myself for E3, and it is all the more I see of it. So I'm very excited for the release of that one. But as of yet, we are still waiting a release date, which is a little frustrating.
I have a feeling it's going to be somewhere like Q3 or something like that. Somewhere near the end. Usually, if it's like Q2, unless it's like a surprise release for E3 or something, it's not going to be anywhere around that time. I mean, everyone gets busy around that time frame. But yeah, Skull and Bones is one that I'm really interested in, especially because, you know, there aren't a lot of, you know, we talk a lot about, because we're a team of two, we like talking about, you know, co-op games and multiplayer games. And as of now, we haven't really found any multiplayers that we want to play. And a lot of co-op is in lineup right now to be played. So I would really love to go on a pirate adventure with my co-host Elwood sometime when this game releases. which would be really fun. I mean, it seems like there's like a campaign mode, and then there's some kind of like little multiplayer adventure sort of thing. I'm not usually a AAA studio sort of person. I've kind of lost hope in kind of like the thing, but I'm really interested in the, you know, it seems like it's done in a really unique way, for sure. My next pick is Ori and the Will of the Wisps by Moon Studios. Ori and the Blind Forest was a captivating experience, if not a very, very challenging one, for sure. But there is such a charm to the Blind Forest and Ori and the powers of that sort of Metroidvania sort of world that it creates. I really like the color scheme and just the whole story that continues after this first game that happened. You know, we have a lot of returning kind of little characters like the owl and such, hopefully it's not gonna start off on such a heartbreaking note as the first one, right? But it seems like it will, according to the trailers.
Yeah, the cute little fox game with a dark edge to it. Ori was definitely a great title from Microsoft Studios, and their indie branch has really sort of been churning out these really interesting independent titles, and I think it's only set to continue with this later additions to sort of like the Ori story. So I'm certainly excited to see that, and I think it's got a lot of ambition well beyond its sort of indie roots. So it's one of those games that sort of closes the gap between AAA titles and independent games, where it just shows that these independent titles are just as capable of producing experiences equivalent to like the AAAs, even if they don't go on for like 400 hours.
hint, hint, Metal Gear Solid, whatever.
every AAA game of the last 2 years.
Yeah, you can get our stunt gamer to talk about how long he's been in a game and he just can't finish it.
Yeah.
Well, funny enough, our last two titles are going to be AAA games, I believe, at least. So my pick for the next one is Kingdom Hearts 3 by Square Enix, which is going to be which should be released really soon, January 25th, 2019. We've definitely, in the last year and all the conferences and award shows and all that stuff that has trailers shown off, it's had a lot of different trailers come out. We've seen the different worlds that we're going to be going into, you know, with some of the more modern ones like Frozen and such like that, with, you know, Elsa and Anna being part of the game as well. So, you know, Kingdom Hearts is always interesting. You know, we even get to enter the Pirates of the Caribbean world and all that sort of stuff. I'm a huge Disney fan. But I am very behind on my Kingdom Hearts game, so I'm hoping that the third one isn't going to rely too much on the beginning ones. Yeah, it's definitely a world I really want to go back into.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, Kingdom Hearts, I played a bit of the second one, and I couldn't tell if it's supposed to be like a kid's game or just a general game. It was a little confusing, and I keep thinking that I need to go back and, like, do number one and then work my way through them to see what it is. But
yeah, I'm like 70% done with the first one, and I really, really like it. So it's something that I'm definitely, you know, thinking maybe Christmas is a really nice time to sit back and play some Kingdom Hearts, dive back into the world, and catch up.
Just ignore the family. And the final pick of this list, I would say, was going to be Division 2, which is going to be out in March. The original Division game, bit of a diversity of title. A lot of people felt that it was a bit too much busy work. I personally really love how the game worked, how it was set up, where you're rebooting New York after a virus outbreak, and you're basically going as this secret militia unit to go and clean out the gangs and restore different utilities to the city. I thought it was really nice how the game worked and built up, but again, a lot of people just felt that there wasn't enough there, so it'd be interesting when we obviously see Division 2 come out, and this time we'll obviously move to Washington, so slightly warmer climes than we had in the icy streets of New York. So I'm going to be interested, obviously, to see how they change it and what they've obviously done to adjust to these sort of comments and players' sort of feelings on the original game. Because I feel that Division is a really great title. Obviously, I think with the Division 2, there's definitely room for it to grow and perhaps adapt and maybe give us a little more depth to the world. As I said, at the moment we've only seen the sort of one trailer and some gameplay from it, but it all looked very exciting and in many ways more of the same, which is never a bad thing. And I'm just obviously interested to see where it goes.
Yeah, for sure. I've played a little bit of The Division, and I enjoyed what I played. I thought that it was a really it was like a really clever way to do this kind of, like, you know, I guess it's kind of like a post-apocalyptic sort of setting, you know, and the group that has to go out and clean out the streets, as you say. I really like the trailers of where they're setting, like, Washington, set in Washington. I like the new landscape, and I know you know, from the trailers, we kind of see that they're kind of building somewhat of a continuation of the story, but kind of different. And I think it's still pretty nice. I'm sure they're going to have, like, more polished mechanics from the first one. Obviously, that remains to be seen, but, I mean, seeing as it's just around the corner on March 15th for the release date, we should be seeing a little bit more soon. I mean, Ubisoft is usually really good with hyping up its audience and its gamers, so I think it's something to look forward to.
So there you have it. There's our top picks for 2019. Definitely a year with plenty to look out at. There are obviously other games that we didn't obviously make our list, such as, like, Charles Rising, Ace Combat 7, Metro Exodus, I'm an Anthem, as well as the Gears of War XCOM, which we've seen a small clip of footage from, and that's it. So I'm very excited to see. And there's also going to be plenty more re-releases coming out with both Resident Evil 2, Onimusha Warlord, and the Phoenix Wright trilogy. So,
I mean, we kind of made it a point to stay away from any remakes or re-releases, just because, you know, if that was the case, our list would be forever. Because of nostalgic reasons, obviously. obviously, leave us a comment below if there's other games that you are looking forward to that we didn't mention, or even games that you agree or disagree with us on, you know, what we were talking about, obviously. So this wraps up this episode. Thanks so much for watching. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe. Head over to our home base, thatmomentin.com, to read gaming news. You can check out our gaming reviews and other posts on our blog, gamewarpblog.wordpress.com. You can get gaming news every single day that we share on our Twitter and our Facebook at Game Warp Podcast. You can check out our gaming obsessions and, you know, other gaming snacks and such, and other things that we've been interested in over on Instagram, instagram.com/gamewarppodcast. And we'll be working out kind of a streaming schedule, hopefully, for this year. So you can go and follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/gamewarppodcast. Till next time, bye!